Hello, everybody, and welcome to this new episode of Sartorial Talks. Today, we're going to speak of etiquette. And that is to say, the way to behave, the way to remain classy, and all the rules, quote-unquote rules, that are alive in our menswear industry. And for that, I have an expert on my right, Mr. Marc Guyot himself. Hello, Marc. How do you
Hello.
Do?
Hello, Hugo.
You're okay? Are you ready to try and break some rules or explain
some
rules?
Why not?
So the rules we're going to speak about, because we receive a lot of questions. Mr. Jacquemet, is that okay to wear black shoes with this kind of pants? Is it okay to mix stripes with checks? Is it okay to do that and that? Most of the time, what our answer is that, okay, just be confident with your own eye. Be your self-advisor. But there are some rules that are quite nice to follow, specifically in the formal settings. But knowing Mark, he has very, very, how can I say that, clear-cut rules that he applies since he's a young man, more or less. So I have a list, and we're going to play like a game. I'm going to ask you a question, and most of the time will be yes or no, and you want to explain to me why. Sometimes it's yes, sometimes it's no, and why it is a definitively no, or sometimes you can negotiate a little bit with the rules. And you remember that our motto here is that first learn the rule, then break them. But there's a chronology. You have to know the rule if you want to break them.
Definitely.
Okay, let's start with one of the most famous, no brown in town, or in other words, you can't wear brown shoes after 6 o'clock in town. So how do you feel about that?
It's a no rule.
Yes.
From the past, times have changed a lot.
Yeah.
And it referred to the formal wear after 6 p.m. when you're going to change for dinner.
Right.
So, with a white tie or tuxedo.
Yeah.
So evidently it's black shoes. After 6 p.m.
Of course.
But times have changed a lot, like I said. And now I think dark brown shoes for the evening, or dark oxblood shoes, burgundy.
Yes.
It's quite acceptable.
It's acceptable.
Yeah.
I agree with you, because this no brown in town, there's some gentlemen still religiously follow this rule.
Yeah.
Well, good for them. I am happy for them, but me too. I think it's really a reflection from the past, when people were really putting their real formal suits for dinner, and so it's less applicable. It's a little bit obsolete. I agree. So some brown in town, or let's say gold brown,
not light brown.
Exactly. Let's do it. This is the new rule.
Brown.
No light brown in town after six, rather darker, except, of course, if you're having a cocktail around the swimming pool in a resort. But that's another subject, because it's not in the city. Second question, and I know you have a very straight answer on that, and we don't totally agree, but it's interesting. No stripes with checks.
Yeah.
So...
Now, as far as I'm concerned, since I'm a teenager, I never wore a check shirt.
Yes.
With a striped tie.
Yes.
And I never wore a check shirt with a pinstripe suit.
It's impossible for you.
For me, it's impossible.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't exist. Like the black suit.
Yeah. But reversely, I know you since a long time. You are wearing a lot of polka dots.
Yeah, polka dots. I love them. Many sizes different, but even the bold ones.
Yes.
And I think it can match with a check tie, a check shirt, a striped shirt, or plain shirt with a contrasting color.
Yeah.
The polka dot is a very nice pattern for a tie.
Yeah.
And you can match a pinstripe suit, a Prince of Wales check suit.
It works with everything.
Yeah, it works with a lot of things. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very nice tie.
Sonia, my love, I should wear more polka dots, because I don't wear them a lot, actually, and bolder one, and actually, you give me a good idea about that. Concerning checks and stripe, I'm not as clear-cut as you are. Depending on the strength of the patterns. Some very muted things sometimes can work together. But as a rule of thumb, normally I don't mix them too much. I prefer to be stripe on stripe with different sizes, of course. But sometimes I can break a little bit of rules. But once again, you have to look at yourself in the mirror. And if you like it, go for it. But for you, never mix.
I won't break this rule. Okay,
perfect.
It's not my taste.
Okay, next one. White socks, yes or no?
Only for Michael Jackson when he was on stage.
Okay.
Otherwise, it doesn't exist. It exists for sport activities.
Yes.
White socks are for sport.
Okay.
Not for formal or even casual.
Okay. We've seen with Sonia some quite elegant gentlemen in Taiwan and a lot of people in this region of the world. They are trying to revive the white sock because we have the idea that a white sock is always a very thick socks for sports.
Yeah.
But some of them can be very delicate and beautiful. And they're most of the time more off-white than really white, but I'm with you on that. White socks is a little bit aggressive to the eye. Even if my wife, she's very interested in this gentleman trying to, you know, renew a little bit and break some rules. But I agree with you. No white socks. Okay. Short sleeve shirts. Yes or no?
No, never.
Okay. No. It's just no.
You just have to turn up your sleeves when you're hot. That's all.
Like this. Yeah, I can do this. It's much more interesting to do that.
Of course.
And it's more elegant, of course. I know in America, a lot of men are wearing these short sleeve shirts, and it's always difficult for me to look at them. They all have the same model.
It's usually with a blend cotton and polyester.
Yes. Yeah. It's not very noble.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Gentlemen, if you like a short sleeve, but short sleeve polo shirts.
Yeah, of course you do.
Like this one.
Yeah.
Tell us about this one.
This one is it's from UK. It's from a British brand, Ben Sherman.
Yes.
And with
Ben Sherman.
Ben Sherman.
Yes.
And with during the 60s, late 70s, with Fred Perry.
Yes.
It was the two brands for the mods.
The musical movement. Post-punk.
Post-punk, late 70s, early 80s.
With groups like?
The Jam.
Yes.
Style Council.
Yes.
Paul Weller.
Exactly.
This kind of style.
Yeah. That's funny. My son loved that, mods. And so it's a typical mod.
Yeah, this is a typical mods polo shirt.
Yeah,
polo
and shirt. So for polo shirt, no problem. Short sleeve for
short sleeve,
for the
no problem.
Yeah,
for summer.
Yeah, it's good. You notice that he's wearing this with a little neckerchief.
Yeah,
with polka dot that adds a little something because you believe that past a certain age, a man should cover his neck.
Yeah, instinctively, I'm 55. For several years now. I think it's better to cover your neck with a neckwear.
This one is called neckerchief.
Yeah.
This is a little bit bigger than an handkerchief. Yeah. Is it a neckerchief, darling? Yeah. And it's beautiful. Okay. So I am sitting in front of you. I'm 58 and I don't cover my neck. Am I still acceptable?
Yeah, it's acceptable for you.
That's a very...
I only speak for myself.
Okay, I understand. That's a precision we want to make. It's not etiquette. It's not the rule that are graved into stone.
It's not
official. It's your perfect... But you are an expert, so I like to have your opinion. Next one. What about black shoes with blue suits or... brown shoes with blue suits. There's a lot of debate. I was on a very famous TV show in France by Mr. Frédéric Taddeï, and he said, I was told all my life that you don't put brown shoes with blue suit. But me, I'm wearing brown shoes all day long with blue suits. So what is your opinion on that?
In the past, we didn't have any choice for the formal wear. It was always the black shoe with a dark navy suit because we didn't have any choice.
Yes.
Things have changed too in this matter. So I think now a brown shoe, a middle to dark brown shoe is quite all right with a dark navy suit. Burgundy is quite good too, a little bit too American for the British people.
Yes.
But it's quite good for me.
Okay.
And with all this new development about the cross calves to be dyed
and the patina
on shoes, all this phenomenon, now you can choose easily a dark navy a patina,
yes,
matching your suit. So yeah, we don't have any debates anymore.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's funny because you were saying something to me just before this, we recorded this show. You were saying to me that a guy who is wearing a blue suit with ox blood or burgundy shoes look at, like an American.
Like an American.
A guy who is wearing a dark blue suit with black shoes look like a French, and a guy who is wearing dark blue suit but with light brown, it looks like a caricature. It tried to be Italian, but it's a failure.
Yeah, it's a failure. Definitely, Italian people with taste don't really like light brown shoes with dark navy suit.
Yeah,
it's too much contrast.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, if you take away something from this show. I've seen so many people with light brown shoes, very light, with blue suits. It doesn't really work. It's a matter of taste. Mm. But I've seen too many of these. Okay. Is that okay to wear loafers without socks?
English speaking people will understand the difference between loafers and moccasin.
We say soft loafer for moccasin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you have a loafer constructed, quite rigid,
it
thugs.
Always.
But when you have a moccasin, like a minetonka, or a driving shoe, a soft loafer, it's without socks.
Okay. You mean there's no choice?
You don't wear a soft moccasin with socks during winter.
No.
It's an aberration.
Yeah, of course. So you mean the car shoe, for example?
The car shoe, it's without socks, definitely.
During the summer, it's near the beach.
Yeah. During the summer. And you don't wear this in town during winter with socks.
Yes.
So
this is good sense. So you told me in the French version, because we recorded the French version of this show just before that, what is the original, because everybody thinks car shoe, everybody thinks about Tod's, which is the most famous. What is the original car shoe?
The original, as far as we know, is Minnetonka.
Yes.
The US brand. And it came from the Indian Native American.
Yes.
With the technique of the apron stitched by hand.
Yeah.
So the real moccasin comes from here.
From Native Americans.
From Native American.
Yeah. And they've been popularized worldwide by Tod's, which is
Minnetonka is a very popular brand in US. Mm-hmm. And you can find them in a gas station. And it's quite popular.
Okay.
And then Tod's said, okay, I invented this style, but it didn't invent.
It's not a Tod's invention.
He didn't create anything about this.
He made this
popularized it.
Popularized.
Popularized it, but he didn't invent it.
What about a suit?
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hey, Drew Boa here, host of Husband Material, the weekly podcast where I help men outgrow pornography. Why? So you can change your brain, heal your heart, and save your relationship without fighting a frustrating, exhausting battle. Find Husband Material wherever you get your podcasts or go to husbandmaterial.com.
With a matching Bermuda, matching short.
I'm quite all right with this. I made several of them during the years for customers back in when they were working in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
So it depends on the climate, you know, really. If it's very hot, very humid, I think you can wear a formal suit with a short pants, Bermuda.
Yes.
You can wear it, no problem. Okay. With long socks.
Long socks? You
mean long socks and formal shoes.
You mean knee-high socks?
Knee-high socks, yeah.
That's very... Look at my wife, she said, oh, you see, it's a matter of taste. But actually...
No, I like it. It's quite charming.
It's very charming. It's very... I would say it can be old world looking a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
If you wear it with the high...
Yeah, of course.
You know, knee-high socks and a Bermuda. You say a Bermuda in English? A what? A Bermuda and maybe in seersucker or whatever. It can be interesting. I'm not a client of that, but for you, it's okay to do that.
Yeah, it's quite funny. Yeah.
Okay. Next one, sneakers with suits. Yes or no?
Absolutely not.
Non-negotiable.
Non-negotiable.
Okay. Well, I was about to say, what about the black suit? But according to Mark, the black suit does not exist. So it's an abstraction. So I have my answer. It doesn't exist in your universe. Okay. It's me. I have a black suit for funerals only because I think it's
That's the only way to.
Yeah.
To wear it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And you know what? It's the only suit in the world that you buy with the hope that you will not wear it too often. Yeah. The black suit. And, but I have one and I use it for funeral. I must say that there's a little, not fashion, but the New Yorker, they like to wear it, the black suit with an open white shirt. Yeah. Can be a little bit relaxed. You know, I don't despise it. I don't use it very often.
I prefer the tuxedo.
Yeah, but that's another.
Even if it's worn quite casual.
Yes.
So without the pants, white shirt, open neck for a trendy party.
Yes.
I prefer a tuxedo jacket than a black jacket.
Okay. So the black suit definitely doesn't exist for you.
No.
Okay, my friend, no problem. Hello, New Yorkers. You know, this is Mr. Guyot from France, and he has the right to have his own opinion, but I kind of agree with him. So, of course, no sunglasses inside.
Yeah, it's common sense.
Yeah, we agree on that. No cuffs on the trousers of a smoking, of a tuxedo.
Never.
Of course.
It's a straight bottom or with a slit, but without turn up. Never turn up.
Okay. No pockets.
No pockets on the trousers.
Yes. Never.
Never.
Okay.
And on the jacket, no vents.
Yeah.
No vents.
No vents. Okay. No. I think it's this is quite, because it has to be really, really adjusted. And what about the jacket, the pockets? No flap pockets, right?
No flap, just straight.
Yes.
But a pipe with a silk.
Yeah. We call it passepoilé in French is jetted, I think, pocket.
Jetted pocket.
Yeah.
With the jetted part in silk as the lapel.
Okay. So that's formal and, we call black tie normally, the English say, call it semi-formal because formal is white tie.
The white tie. This is the frock coat.
And the morning coat is the formal, but for the day.
Yeah.
And, okay.
Until 6 p.m.
Until 6 p.m. And so these are rules, in my opinion, but we agree on that. Is there one area of men's style, but we should really know and follow the rule, it's black tie and white tie.
Because it's codified. So it's codified for a reason.
Yeah.
It's for, it comes from the gallantry.
Mm.
When men must be the second, in the second,
I understand.
Plan.
Yes.
And
to make the woman shine.
The woman must shine first.
Yeah.
Then, they codified everything for everybody to be the same.
Yes.
Black and white. Yeah.
But you're not the same. It depends on the cut.
It depends on the cut, the fabrics, the making.
Yes.
And the shoe, black shoe, but different
the way
style.
You pull it up, the way you behave.
That's the grace, that's the elegance.
Yeah.
Because everybody is like a penguin.
Yes.
But you can sort out just because you're elegant.
Yeah, and your sense of grace.
Yeah.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, this is all about grace. And that's not an easy thing to reach, even in life. Sometimes you have the impression. But I think grace also has to do with the fact that you are in agreement with yourself and the way you act in your garments. And this is something we try to explain so many times on this show, that comfort and elegance are not a dichotomy. They can go very well together.
Yeah.
And the more you are comfortable, the more you can become
elegant.
The
more will be elegant,
Let's continue. That's something that very few people know. No broken colors. How do you call it? A col cassé?
It's a wing collar.
A wing collar. Wing collar with a tuxedo.
Never.
So many people are doing it on purpose. They buy a wing collar specifically for tuxedo.
The wing collar only applies on a white tie.
Only.
The frock coat.
Yes. Only.
Only.
And for a black tie, normal color.
Normal, straight color or a little bit cut away.
Yes.
But never wing.
Yeah. So that's a mistake many people do.
Yeah, of course.
And specifically, I've seen wedding in the US and everybody try to have this wing color on purpose.
Yeah.
And it means the clothiers are telling them you have to have a wing color, but yeah. It's against the rule, literally.
Yeah, it's a problem of culture.
Yeah. Wow. So you see, gentlemen and ladies, I just, you know, maybe sometime we have something that not only we break the rule, but we believe that we follow the rule, but wrongly, because the rule is no wing color with a black tie. Important to remember. Next one. What is your opinion of this little, tiny, tiny, tiny color that we see everywhere in this small shirt? And sometimes, what do you think about that?
You must get rid of this kind of color. They don't exist anymore.
Okay.
They don't exist at all.
Yeah.
So it's preferable to have a Nehru or officer color shirt.
You mean without Nehru color? Without colors. Yeah.
Without color than this kind of ridiculous tiny colors.
But you know what the problem is? That I'm the same as you. I said, what is that? You know, sometimes you can't even knot properly a tie with that.
Yeah,
because the knot is bigger than the color. It's crazy. And then we prefer when the point of the color go a little bit under the jacket. Our preference, of course. But the problem is when you look at big brands advertisement, you know, there's a brand that has my first name, Hugo B, Hugo B, you know, Hugo B, they advertise these tiny colors with this.
Because they follow the fashion, the trends, and it's without end.
Yeah, but look good. It just doesn't look good.
Following fashion, you're going to be lost in the void.
I agree with you. Hello, Hugo B. I hope you are going well. They are doing well, actually. They're from Germany. Everybody thinks they are from whatever, Italy. Well, no, they're from Germany. I have nothing against them, except I don't like this tiny, tiny color that should be forbidden, in my opinion. Ties, what's the correct size for you of a tie? Between
8 centimeters and 9 and 9.5 max.
Okay.
Top.
And you are wearing...
Nine and a half.
That's which is favorite. Quite wide.
Yeah.
Okay. So never wear these tiny, tiny ties like 7 centimeters or even sometimes 6 centimeters.
No. It's awful.
Awful. Okay. So you remember we're going to translate this in inches, but it's between 8 and 9.5. And even 8 for me is a little bit short. I prefer a little bit larger.
Yeah, I don't wear 8 centimeters tie.
Okay.
Only between 9 and 9.5.
Okay. The ties I have from you, I have several ties from you. I showed you one yesterday, you know, with this Czech pattern. It's a 9.
It's a 9.5.
It's quite substantial.
I produce 9.5.
Okay. That's good. This is why
not 10 or 11 or
because this is too much.
Yeah, it's more like a late 70s US TV show. So okay. No, we're gonna avoid this too.
Okay, perfect.
Narrow is not good, but large is not good.
Okay. Something you said to me, and I want really to explain: no button-down shirt.
Mm?
I don't have one here, but no button-down shirt with a double-breasted jacket.
Yeah, that's. That's my opinion from a long time ago.
Yeah.
I never could wear this kind of shirt with a double-breasted jacket, even if it's not a suit, even if it's just a double-breasted jacket.
Yeah.
I can't force myself.
You can't do it.
No, I can't do it.
You can't wear a button-down shirt with a double-breasted.
I love a button-down shirt. That's my favorite shirt color. And I love double-breasted jackets.
But not together.
That's strange. It's antinomic for me.
Yeah.
I can't have...
I can imagine doing it if the double-breasted is strictly casual.
Yeah.
You know, very relaxed with... But actually, I don't wear... look at my wife. Do I wear this? No, I never wear this. So I'm following you on this one. But I didn't... I was not able to express it. You know, sometimes you do things instinctively, but it's very difficult to express them. So no button-down shirt with a double-breasted jacket, even if it's a sport jacket.
Mm.
What about a tie with a button-down shirt?
Yeah, absolutely, I can.
You can do that.
Depends on the tie, of the nature of the tie. So it can be knitted, straight, bottom. It can be in tweed or in linen or in cotton and linen, something more rustic.
And sporty, a little bit more sporty.
Casual sporty.
Yeah.
And it's
quite
good.
You mean no really
no jacquard silk, no weaved silk, no formal silk like plain satin or with a button down.
Okay,
but otherwise knitted tweed ties, it can be fun.
That's cool. That's cool. Me, I don't really wear button down shirt, and I never put a tie. But you're right. Actually, it's always a balance.
Yeah.
And between the casual and semi-casual,
exactly.
And you have to decide where you want to be a little bit more casual or a little bit more dressed up. So, but according to Mr. Guyot, so it is the gospel of etiquette. According to Marc Guyot, you can perfectly have a beautiful tie with a button-down shirt, but no button-down shirt with a double-breasted jacket. What about black shoes with chinos or, let's say, relaxed trousers?
Never.
It doesn't exist.
Black shoes are formal shoes.
Yes.
Even a black moccasin, a black loafer, depends on the loafer, but a black moccasin don't exist.
Okay.
It doesn't have any, sense.
Yeah.
So black shoes, it's Oxford. It can be some derby.
Yeah.
Like the Prince of Wales derby, like two or three highlights. Plain too, it can be acceptable. It's quite formal, so you've got to keep the black shoes with the formal wardrobe.
Yeah,
no chinos, no blue jeans with black shoes, no corduroy trousers.
Never.
You've got a lot of brown, burgundy, light brown, middle brown, suede.
Yeah,
you've got a lot of choice.
Yes,
to put according to this kind of casual trousers. So.
Yes.
Why put some black shoes?
Yeah. So I have a question that just coming to my mind. And what about, because I've seen them, black suede. This is a kind of it's a strange object.
Yeah,
black
it's
suede.
Quite recent.
Yes.
It didn't exist in the past. So I think
because suede is casual.
From 30 years now, we saw this from Italian brand.
Yeah.
Even English brand,
yes.
French brand, the very well-known brands. But for me, it's an aberration. It's a mistake.
Mm.
It doesn't have any...
It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense.
Because the suede is casual.
It doesn't have any reason to be.
Yeah, suede is casual.
Suede is casual.
And
black,
black is formal.
And with the black suede, doesn't keep full black, jet black.
It always
becomes a little gray, grayish brown.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Well, we leave this question open because me, I don't have a definite answer to that because I've never had one pair of that, so I don't even know how to wear it. I mean, I'm sorry. But it's a spectator.
It's a mix it different.
B material.
Makes
That's
it different.
Yeah.
But plain black sweat, it doesn't have any purpose,
Okay, next one. You told me that for you, when you have a beautiful dress, a pair of shoes, like a beautiful Oxford or really thin.
Handmade with a very thin, the bevel waist.
Yes. So you have to wear trousers with an iron pleat in the middle.
Yeah. Even if the trousers are with or without pleats here, the central pleat, for me, it's necessary to wear a formal shoe.
Yes.
Very thin, very narrow.
Yes.
Very elegant with a beveled waist.
Yeah.
It doesn't match with a pair of chinos or a pair of blue jeans or corduroy trousers, more rustic, more robust.
Mm-hmm.
So I prefer a round two, double sole, rubber or leather.
Yes.
With this kind of casual trousers.
Yes.
But very thin. I saw several times, a lot of time on Instagram, some guy that took a picture of themselves.
Yes.
With very nice shoes from a bootmaker.
Yes.
Handmade.
Yeah.
And they match this with a pair of blue jeans, selvage, or chinos. And
for you, it doesn't work.
There's a discrepancy between these two styles.
I understand. Yeah.
It's from instinct.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there is any rules. It's just common sense.
Mm-hmm. So you call it a crease, normally.
The crease. Yeah, the central
it's
crease.
It's a knit crease.
A knit crease.
Okay, I can... full disclosure, we have Sonia behind the camera, and she's showing me the words sometimes, because you have to remember, we're just French.
We're just French guys.
We try to do our best. So you remember... beautiful, fine bevel waist, beautiful dress shirt, dress shoes. With a crease, crease, because it's more classy. I agree with you 100% on that. Next one. Next one here. Okay. What about, oh, that's something you told me I was not aware of. And I think this is a very interesting quote unquote rule. You say, make sure that your trousers is never heavier in terms of fabric than your jacket.
Yeah.
Give me an example of that. For example, I can't wear a tweed jacket with a linen pants. It doesn't work.
Of course. It's awful.
Okay.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yes.
If you wear a very heavy fabric jacket, like a Saxony tweed, Donegal tweed, for me, it's not good if your trousers are in light gabardine.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Very light, very...
It doesn't work.
There is a discrepancy here that make me...
almost nervous.
At unease.
Yeah.
You know?
Not almost comfortable with that.
Yeah, I'm not
so the rule is that make sure that the fabric of your pants are never lighter than the fabric of your jacket.
Never lighter. A match is good.
Yeah.
Even if the... A contrario, even if the trousers are a little bit heavier than the jacket, it's not a problem.
It works on the reverse.
You can even wear wool trousers with a pure linen jacket. It doesn't cause any problem. That's quite good.
I understand.
But the reverse is unacceptable.
It's unacceptable. If you have a thick jacket, to make sure that your trousers are not thinner than your jacket.
And lighter.
But reversely,
you can.
It's acceptable if your trousers
depends
are,
on the the dose.
But heavier you can, than your jacket. Yeah.
A little bit heavier. Yeah. It's acceptable.
Yeah. Yeah. One more time. These are rules that we probably use instinctively.
Yeah.
But it's a different thing that we are doing. So it's a good exercise to try to express them.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you appreciate this... crash course on etiquette by Maestro Marguillo, who is very famous in France for his... he's very opinionated, we say this like that, about this, but most of his opinions are very interesting to follow.
But I can I can wear pink suits too, so...
Yeah, I know.
I follow rules, but I break them.
I've seen you
often
wearing some real bizarre stuff. I remember... It was like a dusty pink. You say dusty pink, right? Dusty pink suit back in the years.
Yeah.
A Vieux Rose.
Yeah.
I remember. That was a beautiful suit.
Beautiful.
Actually. Yeah. You can still fit in it?
No, I don't think so.
You don't
Not
think
so? Not
this one. Okay. What about another two or three to wrap things up? What about wearing a waistcoat or a vest? You know, we say waistcoat
in England,
and we say a vest in the US.
Yeah.
What about wearing a vest or a waistcoat without a jacket?
No, it doesn't pose any problem.
Yeah,
no,
you're happy with that?
Yeah, you've got to keep it buttoned.
Okay,
you don't wear it open. Like, we're not rock stars.
No,
and we're not on stage, so it got to be buttoned.
Yes,
never the bottom one.
Yes. We're not David Bowie or Keith Richards.
But the bottom button must be unbuttoned
always,
at all time.
Okay.
But for the rest, you keep it buttoned.
Yeah.
You can wear it with a shirt, open neck, or with a neck kerchief.
Yeah.
Or,
so for you, it's totally okay.
It's good.
I must agree.
It depends
with
on
that.
The waistcoat, depends on the fabrics.
Yeah.
But if it's in pure linen or heavy cotton or corduroy.
Yeah.
You can wear it without anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like when you wear like pinstripe waistcoat from a suit and you wear it alone with a pair of jeans.
Yeah.
I don't like this kind of
waistcoat. Me neither. Me neither. But it happens to me when I'm even in a business setting that when it's too hot all of a sudden and I have coordinated a real three-piece, I can quite easily drop the jacket.
It doesn't
matter to me.
No,
I like it's a little bit more relaxed. And Sonia is a professional of the waistcoat of different colors. She's been showing so many of our subscribers how you can with two or three waistcoat or vest of mm-hmm. different colors, make a combination of like just with a few jacket, you can have infinite combination mm-hmm. of colors. You comfortable was with odd vest or odd waistcoat, or you prefer when they are really coordinated?
On the contrary, I prefer when the waistcoat is not matched, when it's contrasting.
You prefer when it's contrasting?
Yeah, checked waistcoat, even stripe, big stripe waistcoat.
Yes.
I prefer. I don't really like, I'm not into three pieces suit.
Okay.
I prefer when the waistcoat is different, contrasting.
So you decided not to give three-piece a chance. Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't miss this one once again. My last question was, like in French, we're going to finish belts or suspenders or side adjusters?
One or the other. Never the two together.
Yeah, that's for sure. No suspenders with belts. I've seen people doing this, actually, but it's for a comic film.
Yeah, it's... Maybe. Quite, I think.
So,
it's
what do you think? You wear belts?
I wear belts with chinos, blue jeans, or every casual mm-hmm. garment.
Yes.
And I'm more comfortable with suspenders when I have a high waist formal trousers.
Yes.
With a tie.
Yeah.
I prefer to have suspenders.
Yes.
For the comfort and for the aesthetic.
Okay.
It's better for me.
Yeah.
But it's not a rule. It's just my instinct, taste.
Yeah. I like it like that. And then the last of the last, but this one is, I can already tell you the answer. And if you have to take away one thing, please, please, ladies and gentlemen, never coordinate your tie with your pocket square.
Never.
This is a tutorial crime.
It's a sin.
I agree with you. And this is bizarre because in the past, they were selling the package.
Yeah, of course. It was more convenient for the manufacturer.
Of course. And I've seen it still today, mainly in the USA.
Yeah, yeah.
And please, gentlemen, please don't do that. Because the effect it has is that you've seen that I've been coordinating my style with my pocket
square.
You know, it's horrible. Yeah, this is for us, it's non-negotiable. You can stay in the same colors if you want, you can say, but most of the time, and that's the freedom of pocket square, it's so fun to try. And sometimes never buy a pocket square without trying it. Like, because sometimes you said this will not work, and sometimes by surprise it worked. I know that you don't like silk for pocket squares.
I'm not fond of. Yeah, I prefer linen,
cotton,
or the mix, the blend.
Yes,
cotton linen. Yeah, because it's not pocket square anymore. It's anchor sheaves.
Yes,
that you fold.
Yes,
I prefer this than the silk pocket square.
Yeah, because the silk you can't really fold it because it's a little bit fluffy. I understand you.
I'm not into
it. I must admit that with Sonia we wear, I would say 80% of the time. Cotton or cotton and linen, which is the most beautiful from Simone Godard, for example, the famous French brand.
Mm. We say hi to Benjamin.
Yes, hello Benjamin, such a good man. And this man was traveling, can you believe that? He was traveling the world selling his handkerchiefs. And he made a beautiful success with that. And we hope he will go through this crisis because he told me a few weeks ago that the market of the ties and the handkerchief was not in very good shape like everywhere around the world. But I'm sure they're going to make it because they're making among the most beautiful handkerchiefs in the world.
One of the most beautiful in the world,
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I hope this was interesting for all of you. For me, I had a very good moment. So I learned a few things, you know. I'm supposedly an expert, but I think it's also a good posture in life to always have your ears wide open and listen. And also, sometimes change your mind because
we can confront point of views.
Exactly.
If they are different, it's not a problem.
Exactly. And me sometimes, I must admit, I'm changing my mind on a few things. We have a disagreement with Mark about all the lapel pins, tie pins, all the jewelry for gentlemen. I know you don't like that at all. Yeah. And me, I like it a lot. So we know each other since almost 15 years. And he saw me with a lot of tie bars and tie pins. And all the time we have not an argument. It was just funny to exchange our words.
Yeah, of course.
It's a question of sensitivity and aesthetic eye. But you don't use this kind of thing.
I don't like extra stuff.
Yes. No. You prefer that the garments
just
speak
the garment,
for themselves.
The cut, the fabric, the matching color and fabrics.
Yeah.
Shoes, neat. Yeah. A good watch.
Yes.
And that
Yeah. Pretty but much. You are wearing neckerchiefs quite easily. You love that.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Okay, Mark, thank you very much for
this. Thank you.
I hope you had some good advices. Once again, I think the last advice we can agree on is that the ultimate rule is that please yourself. Be happy with what you wear.
Be comfortable. Be natural.
Exactly. And if it pleases you, most of the time, it will please others because you will feel comfortable. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Hugo.
We give you an appointment to the next episode of Sartorial Talks. In the meantime, dress well and take care. Bye-bye, my friends.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.